Facebook.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
And tumble debate, Manson member parole. I'm Elliot Francis. The gloves came off at the Democratic debate in Brooklyn Thursday night. More from correspondent Reid Binion.
His core issue, breaking up the banks. When asked, he could not explain how that would be done.
Hillary Clinton taking aim at Bernie Sanders on his signature issue Thursday night, matching the contentious tone that characterized much of the evening's debate. Sanders hitting Clinton on issues including foreign policy.
I led the opposition to that war. Secretary Clinton voted for that war. Let's talk about judgment.
The tension between the candidates appeared higher than ever, and the stakes also high as the two rivals look ahead to next week's key primary in New York State. I'm Reid Binion.
After 19 denials, Manson family member Leslie Van Houten is a step closer to being free after a parole board recommended her release Thursday. The decision will be reviewed during the next 4 months. Then it goes to California Governor Jerry Brown, who could approve the recommendation or block Van Houten's release. I'm Elliot Francis. Three staffers at a high school in California have been arrested in the past 4 weeks for allegedly having sex with students. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
ROTC instructor Albert Gallegos, football coach Edward Mendoza, and tutor Alejandro Rodriguez, who all worked at Mar Vista High School, were arrested over the past 3 weeks. Gallegos allegedly had sex with a senior girl, who's a minor, Mendoza a six-month relationship with a freshman girl, and Rodriguez with a minor male student.
And I have to say, I think they're unfortunate coincidences. None of the three cases are related in any way, shape, or form.
District spokesman Manny Rubio says all employees go through extensive background checks, including fingerprinting, and then I'll take taking another look at those procedures. Still, three staffers at one school has many parents more than just angry. I'm Jim Roop.
The accuser in Bill Cosby's sexual assault case in Pennsylvania wants a judge to void the secrecy clause surrounding their 2006 settlement. Each side has accused the other of violating the pact. A hearing is set for later today in federal court. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The last few years, there hasn't been very much turnout at primary elections in Montgomery County, but this year, there are some hotly contested races on the ballot, including those for president, Senate, 8th Congressional District.
So will these tight races draw more people to the polls for this year's primary? Marjorie Rohr is with the Montgomery County Board of Elections.
There's different opinions on that, even in our office. Some of us think that we may see 5 to 10% more than usual. Some people think that because we're kind of late in the election process, that we might not see as many.
Only 16% of voters cast ballots in the county's 2012 presidential primary. Sylvia voted early in Silver Spring yesterday.
I think this is the highest stakes primary we've had in a long time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The accused drunk driver who struck and killed Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota last December is expected to plead guilty. That according to the lawyer representing 47-year-old Luis Relusco, who now could face up to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. Lawyers for former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell have filed another brief with the U.S. Supreme Court 2 weeks before it's scheduled to hear McDonnell's appeal. This time his legal team argues that the federal government's interpretation of federal corruption statutes is, quote, very wrong. And McDonnell's lawyers are asking not only that his conviction and sentence be overturned, but that the high court declare that the Hobbs Act is unconstitutional as applied. The Washington Capitals, the NHL's top team in the regular season, are off to a fine start in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Marcus Johansson sprinkles it for a Carlson drive deflection. Score!
As heard on Comcast Sportsnet, the Caps shut out the Flyers in Game 1 of their playoff series at Verizon Center as Braden Holtby's third career postseason shutout. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, a win for the Caps in Game 1 of their playoff series. The Nats complete the sweep of the Braves, the O's lose to Texas, and the Redskins' schedule is out. They'll open against the Steelers on Monday night, September 12th. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Have you
you put off planning for retirement, let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg crews working with the crash, closing Field Crest Road between 108 and 124. Watch for police direction and closure there through that stretch to 70 out of Frederick down through to Gaithersburg, Rockville, and the Beltway with travel lanes open. Nice quiet start. A good run right now around the Capitol Beltway. No troubles on 66, 95, or 390. Looks like lanes are open. No construction right now set in place. 395 as you pass the landmark area. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today 66, tomorrow 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 38 in Burke, 37 in Gaithersburg, 46 degrees in Washington. Clinton and Sanders mix it up over her judgment and his grasp of policy. Get more on last night's debate at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, it's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We made it all the way to the end of the work week. Just, you know, get through today and you can catch your breath. Hey, listen, coming up at 7:35, you know what this weekend is? This is the weekend if you haven't done your taxes, you got to do your taxes. So we've got a guy coming in to give you all kinds of important last-minute tax tips. 8:05, interview with Tucker Carlson. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We, the American people, Brian, are finding out just how either inept, incompetent, or brazenly political the IRS is. Let's take this April 15th to peel back a little bit of the veneer from the IRS and show you exactly what's happening there. 2 days ago, we talked about this yesterday, but this hearing happened on Wednesday. Senator Dan Coats pointed out to the commissioner of the IRS, John Koskinen, a disturbing fact, and I want to play that audio for you so you can hear exactly what Senator Coats pointed out.
What we learned is that, one, the IRS continues to process tax returns with a false W-2 information and issues refunds as if they were routine tax returns, saying, well, that's not really our job. We're there to process the returns and issue the refunds.
That's right. The IRS receives a tax return from someone in this country illegally. Most of the time, that tax return has a false Social Security number, something obtained via identity theft. And the IRS just cashes the check, sometimes gives a refund back, sometimes gives back an earned income tax credit, which is actually a welfare program. It's a government giveaway of cash, and then they do nothing with it. They don't alert the Justice Department. They don't alert immigration. They don't do anything, even though they know that this is not only somebody in the country illegally, but it's also someone using making a falsified document with a Social Security number obtained via nefarious means like identity theft. And according to the IRS, they say, oh, that's not our job. It's not our job. Our job is to just collect the money. Our job isn't to go after immigration. So I ask you, are you okay with that? I mean, Do you agree? Should the IRS just cash the money? Their job is to just get the money and make sure that people are paying taxes, even if they're here illegally. Not their table. You know, when you're at a restaurant and you ask a waiter to bring you some water, oh, that's not my table. Sorry, I'll get your waiter. You know, it's not their job to deal with this sort of thing. And as a small government conservative, do you really want to start empowering the IRS with more power to go after people, even though these are people who are illegally in the country? We want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. We want your reaction to this. 888-630-WMAL. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, Virginia's own Dave Brack, congressman. Now, he's in the House, and he had Koskinen right after this Senate hearing, and he drilled down on it. And I asked him yesterday, were you amazed at what you were hearing here from the IRS commissioner?
No, I mean, it's amazing. I kind of gave the commissioner a chance to rebut, and just I read off the Senate quote, and I said, if you have knowledge that illegals are committing illegal activity through the IRS, I get the idea that you want to, you know, gather revenue from them, but isn't it also your job to follow the law of the land? And you heard the response. I mean, it's kind of shocking, and if the timing couldn't be better, it's tax week. Everyone's frustrated. And then on both sides of the political aisle, you've got outsiders, 80% voting for outsiders on the Republican side, and everybody's got the burn on the left. And there's huge discontent with the federal government. And, so we're going to grow the size of federal government. And the IRS is just the centerpiece. This is your most personal private information you're sending into the federal government, and it's being abused. And we have evidence this year that the IRS shredded information under Koskinen's watch, and none of this has gone with any consequence.
And his answer to you, Representative Brett, was our responsibility is the administration of the tax code, period. Well, if somebody is illegally using somebody's identification, Social Security number, and falsely filing an 1040, isn't that a violation of the tax code?
Well, it seems to me it is. That's why I asked the question. And I just wanted, the rest of the world to hear how D.C. responds out of arrogance. And so, it's one thing if you have the idea that, hey, maybe this guy's kind of on the other side of the aisle. But he has politicized this to know, in past years he's given a ton of money to the Democrat politicians. And then he's appointed to come in and clean up this institution. And now, these actions are in line with, one of the most potent issues at the presidential level, illegal immigration. I came in a year and a half ago on Obama's unconstitutional amnesty. He said it 20 times on TV, Obama. It's unconstitutional. So we're having a basic problem with the rule of law, and it matters. I taught third world economic development. I care, right, for the rest of the world. And if you want to have failure, you put a dent in the rule of law and get rid of free markets, and we're going to be a third world Greece in 20 years.
Can we get back to the specter of this earned income tax credit? I just want everybody to know this because, some people say, listen, these people are working. They're getting taxes withheld. They file a 1040. Even if it's here illegally, who are we to complain if they just get their money back if they do it? But an earned income tax credit is not their money coming back. That's a payout. That's like welfare, isn't it? And they're receiving this money again. Illegally.
Yeah, no, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, if you go to Robert Rector at Heritage, he has some basic numbers. And the average compensation, for a family of four in poverty is at about the $20,000 mark. And to everyone, sympathetic with that, we want to have a safety net for people in the short run to get them back in the job market. But after all federal benefits kick in, like what you're saying, the earned income tax credit is a small piece of that. That gets people up to $38,000. And if an illegal entrant comes into our economy and has two kids in the public school system, that's $26,000 a year for two kids per year for 13 years. Who's picking up that tax?
All right. So
the answer is you are.
We are, exactly. All right. So now this is the moment where I, as representing the taxpayers out there who are listening to us, Representative Brett, I get to ask you the question that I think they're all thinking, which is, okay, Congressman, you're a congressman. What are you going to do about this?
Well, we got great oversight, guys. Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy have been fighting this for years. They the IRS under Koskinen, and he's up almost on impeachment proceedings, and they're getting close. He was supposed to have handed in information a year ago. It finally came in this week. So we'll see if there's something in those thousands of pages. But those of us in the House Freedom Caucus, we've been working all year to defund this executive amnesty. Mike Lee on the Senate side is running the Article 1 project. Article 1 is Congress only has the ability to make laws, right? It turns out we got about 3 inches of congressional law.
Right.
Pile it up in a stack.
But
out of the executive branch, it's 11 feet.
But this isn't just Koskinen. No one thinks that under Daniel Werfel or under Stephen Miller and prior IRS commissioners, they're getting these marching orders from the commander-in-chief, from the head of the executive branch. He's the one who's choosing not to enforce these laws and looking the other way. Is there anything that we can do other than just changing the occupant of the White House?
Well, I mean, it's like the FBI with Hillary and the emails, right? I mean, there's smoke all over the place, but you got to go through the rule of law, and it's taken a long time to find the smoking gun.
All right.
He discriminated against the IRS, discriminated, and was caught discriminating against conservative groups and picked only conservative groups.
All right. That was Representative Dave Brat yesterday out of Virginia on Washington's Drive at 5. So we want to hear from you. Could you express some outrage over this? Because I know I've got some outrage. Brian's got some outrage.
Yep.
Our IRS sitting back and allowing illegal immigrants filing these returns, getting money back, and using falsified W-2s, falsified Social Security numbers that have been obtained through identity theft, and they do nothing. 888-630-9625. Your turn next. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
TGIF.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. And it is around the Beltway. We just had one stalled on the Virginia Beltway Interloop northbound as you head past 50 Arlington Boulevard, but quickly over to the shoulder. Nothing blocked, no delay. But just keep alert through that stretch and alert everywhere, obviously. 66, good. No problems on the toll road. Into Gaithersburg, Fieldcrest Road closed between 108 and 124. Accident cleanup continues. And for Metro Rail, again, this morning they start off with some unscheduled track repairs on the Red Line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks really nice. In fact, I don't see any rain in the forecast, and my forecast goes all the way through next Thursday. So, you know, really, that's pretty good. Today, sunny, a high of 66. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, not a bad day. Mostly sunny. Sunday, again, mostly sunny. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Monday is the crown jewel in this forecast. Temperatures around 82 degrees and mostly sunshine. Currently in the nation's capital, still a bit chilly outside, 44 degrees. It is now 5:17 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Talking about this outrage out of the IRS, and Brian, I've had plenty to say here with Representative Brat yesterday. You go.
Well, let me tell you, it outrages me to see this administration continuing to turn a blind eye to situations like this. I mean, you know how I feel about this issue, because I believe that when a president takes the oath of office, they say a couple of things here, that I am going to faithfully execute the laws of this nation. And when the laws of these nation are broken, I think whatever agency stumbles into it has an obligation to let people know. And time and time again, through policies across the breadth of the administration, not just the immigration people, now it's the IRS, every single organization that answers to the president and the executive branch, it basically have fomented policies that are designed to not do anything about the illegal immigration problem.
Yeah.
It is a strategy, and what you need to understand is why they are doing this. And what they're doing is they believe that the more people who get brought into this country, that eventually somehow they'll become citizens eventually, and they will get to vote, and that will change the dynamic in this country forever, and it'll be a long, long time before Republicans can ever maintain a presidency or win a national election. Because they believe that supporting these illegal immigrants who one day they think will become citizens will change the dynamic in this country. It's about politics. I don't even really think that they care all that much about the people who are coming across the border. It's just that it works to their advantage politically. And it's just wrong, because we still have something called the rule of law in this country.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
We're supposed to, anyway.
Ron in Fairfax, your turn. You're on WMAL. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Happy Friday. Brian, I agree 100% with what you just said about, you know, facts on the ground here, basically. I work in a federal agency, and, you know, we do a lot with federal agencies give a lot of grants and contracts, and people who apply for these programs, you know, they have to go through a different electronic registration system without getting too technical. It goes through GSA and stuff like that. And we're told, hey, people who are applying for this stuff, we have to verify that they are who they say they are. They're not falsely claiming that, you know, they're a registered organization to try to get a grant.
Right, right. I mean, they have to go through some verification right. process.
Yeah, and we're told actually what we have now is not good enough. We have to do more and check it out even more.
Oh, that's got to be so enraging to hear what's going on over at your sister agency, the IRS, Ron.
Oh, yeah. It's only a couple blocks away.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thanks for calling in this morning. I want to get to more people, though, but that's absolutely right. How about Jack in Arlington? Jack, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, guys. With the IRS these days, you have those three federal judges in the IRS case that's been working its way through the courts straight up saying that they can't trust the agency.
That they've acted in bad faith. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Now we have this news. So really, what's the point of the IRS anymore when they're making up rules based on political expediency and that's it? How much more proof do we need that the IRS is operating as its own little fiefdom?
That's right.
And
right,
not only that, if you know, here's the other thing about it. You know, they won't go after people who are in this country illegally. But by gosh, if you and I make a mathematical error in our income tax report.
Yeah.
I mean, people this weekend are going to be sitting down and doing their taxes. It's complex. I don't know how anybody actually does a perfect income tax return these days. There is always something you can find that's going to be a little off, even if you're really trying hard. And they'll come after you for that kind of stuff.
Melissa in Stephen City, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling to say that this is exactly why the IRS needs to be reformed. The waste of dollars, the incompetency, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and the next person that gets into office really needs to do something about it.
Well, and that Melissa, you're absolutely right. And I got to tell you, I mean, if this is firing you up and if you're angry about this, you look at the presidential candidates and you evaluate them based on what their tax plan is. And frankly, I think that both Trump and Cruz have some pretty good plans that I like. One edge to Cruz on this one, though, because he's going after a flat tax.
I love the idea of a flat tax.
You do a flat tax, and it's done right, and you're putting a lot of IRS agents out of business.
That's exactly right, and that would be a good thing.
More of your calls in a moment. Stay on the line. It is now 5:22, and traffic and weather is coming up in just a couple minutes.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy 3 windows, get 1 free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
It is now 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg, crews working on the crash cleanup on Field Crest Road, and they still have that closed each direction between 108 and 124 on 270, heading through Gaithersburg, and in fact, coming out of the Frederick area, no problems, continuing down past Gaithersburg, Rockville to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia Beltway, we have a broken down car, now crews are with it, so is the tow truck, and you see a lot of flares and flashing lights, but nothing blocked. A little bit of a distraction here on the inner loop. Just as you pass 50 Arlington Boulevard, it's along the right side. 395, wide open, good time to take that trip from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Metro Rail's Red Line had some unscheduled track repairs going on right now between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Delays possible. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, sunshine out. Temperatures starting to respond to that sunshine a little bit more each day as we head through the weekend. Beautiful outdoor weekend. Skies will be clear for the morning hours, sun for the afternoons. That includes today, tomorrow, Sunday. Today, 66. Tomorrow, 70. Maybe around 75 by Sunday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees at 526.
Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Talking about this outrage at the IRS where Commissioner Koskinen admitted actually made no apologies for the fact that when they get a return from an illegal immigrant, even sometimes using a stolen Social Security number, he says, we cash the check and we don't do anything about it. We don't pass it on to justice or immigration. Not our job. Unbelievable. Ben in Winchester, you're on WMAL. Go, Ben.
Hey, I was just thinking that why not just make a simple rule that requires verification of W-2s of the health insurance thing like I had to have, the 1095-C, like require them to be submitted with your return and require that they be verified by the IRS before a check is cashed. I mean, if I'm stealing someone's Social Security number, I'm not going to have a 1095-C and it's not going to have the right information on it. And so when that doesn't check out, sorry, we can't send you the money.
So Ben,
and that's not hard.
Yeah, no, I know. And Ben, I appreciate you saying this because you're answering the question, how could we fix this?
Right.
The problem is the administration has not made it a priority to fix this. In fact, the tools are there right now. When they get a falsified W-2 or if they get a stolen Social Security number, they know that it is because you can pull up the number and see that it's somebody else's name. They know that. See, you raise the health insurance form that they're checking on you for. See, that's a priority. This administration has made Obamacare and the enforcement of Obamacare a priority, and so they're making sure that...
Then use that to get the job done.
Right. But see, catching people who are in the country illegally, not a priority.
Yeah.
That's the crux of this problem. It's not a situation, Brian, where they don't have the tools or the means.
No, they could do this so easily.
They don't care.
They just don't care. They don't want to. They don't want to see what is there.
And doesn't it put a spotlight on all of the people, Republicans included, and members of the media... who say, well, how are you going to round up 11 million people who are in this country illegally? Where are you going to find them? How are you going to do it? Well, I got an idea. If they're filing income taxes, how about we start with the address that they give us?
There you go.
It's 528 on WMAL. Here comes the news.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
You know, every once in a while, we make big news on this program, and that was the case yesterday during an interview we conducted. Wait till you hear what one of our guests said that ended up on the front of the Drudge Report yesterday. It's all coming up after the news right here on WMAL 530.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders brawled in Brooklyn last night.
The two Democrats duked it out on the docks here at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. This was the most contentious debate since Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton launched their campaigns. Like two prize fighters in a heavyweight title match, a flurry of fists were flying as soon as the first round started.
His core issue, breaking up the banks. When asked, he could not explain how that would be done. And
a candidate saying that she's going to bring change in America when she is so dependent on big money interests. I don't think so.
Steve Kastenbaum at the Brooklyn Navy Yard in New York.
Boston today is marking the third anniversary of the deadly Boston Marathon bombings.
Governor Charlie Baker and Mayor Marty Walsh are joining survivors and victims' families for a wreath-laying ceremony at the marathon finish line on Boylston Street. At 2:49 in the afternoon, a citywide moment of silence will mark the time when the first of two pressure cooker bombs detonated near the race's end, killing three people and injuring over 260 others. Throughout the day, residents will be taking part in blood drives, food and clothing collections, and other community service projects to celebrate Boston's generosity and resiliency. I'm Mark Chase.
The only man accused of drunk driving in the December accident that killed a Montgomery County police officer has agreed to plead guilty. 47-year-old Luis Relusco could now face up to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,926, the NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, Braden Holtby stopped 17 shots as the Caps beat the Flyers in Game 1 of their playoff series. Baseball, the Nats dropped the Braves to 0-9. The Orioles lose to Texas, and the Redskins will open next season on Monday Night Football against the Steelers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order now and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Meet Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management.
The reason I really, really like to sit down with individuals is everybody's situation is different. You have to find a way to navigate through all the information and then coming up with that list of what you need, well, it applies to you very, very specifically. Take a moment to sit down and look at what you're doing and let's make sure that your plan is right for you.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 Frederick down through to the Beltway. Off to a quiet start. Gaithersburg still closed as Field Crest Road. Between 108 and 124, that had an overnight crash. They still have all lanes blocked for accident cleanup. Follow police direction there at the scene. Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. Good. Virginia Beltway heading through Annandale toward Tyson's. We do have a stalled car on the shoulder. Tow truck has arrived. Inner loop as you pass 50. Arlington Boulevard, nothing blocked, but be very cautious because we do have that activity there on the shoulder. Don't want to get caught up in that. On 95, 395 from Stafford to the 14th Street Bridge with lanes open. Metro Rail, Red Line. They have some unscheduled track repairs going on right now between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They put the alert out to expect delays, possibly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky this morning and smooth sailing right through the afternoon, and more the same through the weekend. The sky condition doesn't change. Temperatures do. Going in the right direction. Up. Sixes today. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, 45. Saturday, sunny, 70. And mostly sunny on Sunday, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Gainesville, 36 in Kensington, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 7:35, we're going to check in with a tax expert to give you some tax tips here as you get your 1040s done over the weekend. At 8:05, we'll talk to our friend Tucker Carlson of Fox News and Daily Caller, get his take on the Republican presidential sweepstakes leading up to next week's big New York primary. And also, speaking of that New York primary, at 8:35, we'll talk to Brett Baer, and he'll give us a breakdown of yesterday's Democrat debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, I love this show sometimes because we make news. You know, we get these newsmaker interviews, and then occasionally that is followed up by actual news being made. And that's the goal of having a newsmaker
nice
interview,
the newsmaker,
right?
Making news, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, and such was the case yesterday during an interview we did. And the story and the things that person said ended up on the front page of Drudge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because this is where Washington comes to talk and when the world pays attention to what we do here. So, anyway, the person was Lanny Davis. Now, look, we get some crap from people about Lanny Davis from time to time.
Really?
We do. You know, I mean, with people say, oh, why do you put him on the air? You know, he's Lanny Davis. And I go, well, because sometimes you need to talk to people with whom you disagree to find out how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday we were starting our conversation with Lanny Davis, and I asked him a question about, some new developments that have happened in the email story involving Hillary Clinton. And the facts are these. There's this guy named Lucifer.
Guccifer.
Guccifer.
Yeah.
not Lucifer. Lucifer. He's a hacker, and he's been in incarcerated, and he's been extradited to the United States. And one hears that the FBI is asking him a lot of questions about, did you infiltrate the private homebrew server of Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State? And that apparently the guy's got some interesting things to say. So I asked Lanny Davis, with all that information laid out, this question. Do you think you still want to stand by, and the Clintons want to stand by this statement that her server was never hacked, never infiltrated?
Well, I think the answer is there's no evidence that the server so far hasn't been hacked, but wouldn't be surprised if it had been hacked. I think that's what the campaign and what Mrs. Clinton has said.
Hold on, stop. Let's stop right there for just a moment, because the campaign really hasn't talked about this.
No.
And this is new information from Lanny Davis, and this is what I think is called laying the groundwork for something that is bound to come out.
Is that what you think?
I really do believe that they know that somehow this information got hacked. All the information on that server was being read by everybody. So now, for the very first time, you have somebody very tightly connected to the Clintons laying out this scenario that, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And then he goes off into another argument, which is very interesting. Listen to how he pivots.
And we know that the State Department server has been hacked many times by the Russians, the Chinese, and lots of other people. We know that even the White House and the CIA and other agencies of the U.S. government have been hacked.
But that's not a valid argument.
No.
I mean, what he's saying here is that, well, you know, basically we know the State Department and the CIA and all kinds of different computer systems within our government have been hacked by the Chinese and the Russians and others. So his argument is, it's no different, and it's no big deal that if this private homebrew server was also infiltrated. Well, that's a false argument.
It is. And I missed the point where the classified top secret servers of the State Department had been hacked.
No, they didn't get hacked. No, they didn't.
And the reason that you keep top secret classified information on a protected separate server is because if you do get hacked, if the basic system gets hacked, at least that other information is protected on the ultra secure server.
That's right.
Mrs. Clinton's, if it did get hacked, as we're now learning, they wouldn't be surprised if it did. It had that top secret information on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And some suggestion that, you know, Guccifer has said in some interviews he's done in the past that he basically would spend 4 or 5 hours reading everything on her server.
Yeah.
He suggested that indeed he had complete run of it, even though there is, quote unquote, no evidence that it's been hacked.
Yeah, and so let's go back to this for a minute, because he claims that, well, that's what Secretary Clinton and the campaign have been saying, that they wouldn't be surprised if the server was hacked. Well, no, Lanny. I mean, listen, Lanny Davis knows this campaign better than I do, but I did an exhaustive search on this because this was a revelation to me.
Yeah,
this was new. In fact,
absolutely.
I went back and I asked him again. I said, I just want to be clear on what you said here, Lanny. Did I understand you right? Did you just say that you wouldn't be surprised if her private email server had been hacked?
I wouldn't be surprised because the federal government itself has been hacked.
Okay.
But as of now, no, it hasn't been hacked.
Yeah. So that is a revelation. No, I haven't seen where the Clinton administration the Clinton campaign or the Hillary Clinton herself have said that she wouldn't be surprised if the server has been hacked. Maybe she said it one time, and if they're called out on it, they'll be able to say, oh, yeah, I said this in this one obscure interview with a local YouTuber who goes to the bathtub with Fruit Loops in it. Maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is that the Clinton campaign and Hillary Clinton have been pointing to this New York Times article that was based on anonymous sources close to the FBI investigation, claiming that the server had not been hacked. They point to this New York Times article like it is delivered from Muhammad himself, and it is the Quran, and we can never doubt the validity of this article. And I'll read one part of this New York Times article. The security logs bolster Mrs. Clinton's assertion that her use of a personal email account to conduct State Department business while she was the Secretary of State did not put American secrets into the hands of hackers or foreign governments. They keep saying, oh, it didn't get hacked. Even the New York Times has reported on this.
That's absolute horse manure.
Yeah.
Because if you have a sophisticated way of infiltrating these systems, you don't leave footprints. Wow. You don't leave fingerprints. You don't leave any sign that you've been there. And believe me, we know how to do it, and so do the Russians, and so do the Chinese, and so do a whole handful of state-sponsored organizations around the world.
This was either a gaffe from Lanny Davis, who said something he wasn't supposed to say, no. Which was, I'm not surprised, or, like you said, he's laying the groundwork.
He's laying the groundwork for get ready, because, you know, we want to let you know in a soft way that there may be some bad news.
And they'll be able to say, oh, we've always thought, now it's a possibility they got hacked.
We're already on record about that.
Yeah. 5:43 on WMAL, traffic and weather coming up in 2 minutes.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Wednesday, President Obama spoke with the press at the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency after a meeting of the National Security Council about the progress being made against all stripes of terrorists. The president told reporters that the campaign against ISIL has accelerated, saying, quote, we have momentum and intend to keep that momentum, unquote. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It's 5:45 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll start with Metro Rail and the Red Line. They are single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They have some unscheduled track repairs that they're working on, so expect delays possibly. On 66, great trip here on our start to our Friday morning out of Gainesville. You deserve this. No problems heading past Manassas up through to the Beltway and continuing in through Falls Church to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Out of Stafford to the 14th Street Bridge, good. Have a broken down on the shoulder on the Virginia Beltway, not causing any delays, but I want you to be very careful if you can in their loop pass. 50 Arlington Boulevard. You'll see the flares and the tow truck, everyone there on the right shoulder. 270, quiet run. On Gaithersburg on Fieldcrest Road between 108 and 124, that's still closed in each direction for accident cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky this morning and smooth sailing right through the afternoon, and more of the same through the weekend. The sky condition doesn't change. Temperatures do. Going in the right direction, up. Sixes today, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, 45. Saturday, sunny, 70. And mostly sunny on Sunday, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees at 546.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Lots of news in the sports world to get you caught up on yesterday.
A ton of it, yeah.
First of all, it was the first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Washington Capitals. Did you notice people rocking the red around Washington, D.C. yesterday?
I did notice that, yeah.
A lot of people rocking the red. And it was a classic over at the Verizon Center. Classic Stanley Cup playoff hockey, which means, you know, take the under. There's going to be a lot of defense, nobody making too many risks. They don't want to give away the one goal that could make the difference. Braden Holtby, goalie for the Caps, was solid. In fact, he ended up winning the game with a shutout, which is exactly what you want from your goalie in playoff hockey. And 16 minutes and 21 seconds into the second period, it was a nail-biter, but well into the second period, John Carlson got the puck.
Marcus Johansson sprinkles it for a Carlson drive deflection. Score!
Man, there's nothing better than a playoff hockey game when, you know, it's tense like that. It's 0-0. You've made it through, you know, a period and a half. And then finally that goal happens and it's and you just erupt. Then with 5 minutes left in the third period, they didn't need it, but it was nice to get
Put it away.
Marcus Johansson looking for Beagle. Drive! He scores! Jay Beagle, top shelf!
I love that. And the Caps are now up 1-0 over the Flyers. So let's see what happens there. Meanwhile, over in baseball, Bryce Harper made history yesterday. Boy, how many times do we start a sentence with that phrase? Bryce Harper made history.
He's awesome.
The youngest player in Major League history to hit 100 home runs.
Wow.
And it was a grand one.
And there it goes! See you later, number 100! Career Grand Slam, 4-1 Nationals.
Nationals win the game. They start their season 7-1 and sweep the Atlanta Braves, who are still winless on the season.
Wow.
And I'm told that the ball, it hit the facing of the
scoreboard.
The facing of the deck there and broke the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, like the natural there, right, and little situation there. Meanwhile, there's more.
Even more?
Let's move over to your Redskins.
Okay.
The NFL schedule was announced yesterday, and the Redskins will start their season home at FedEx on Monday night.
There you go.
Now, you know, when they start the NFL season, Monday Night Football is a doubleheader. There's a game in the East and a game in the West. The game in the East is sort of the undercard or something.
Right.
And that will be our Redskins taking on the Steelers here in Washington, D.C. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
The later game on Monday night will be a rematch of the Super Bowl in Denver with the Panthers visiting
the Broncos. But a pretty tough opening. Steelers, Cowboys, Giants.
Yep. And then we get a break.
Yeah, well, actually, this is really interesting. The fourth game of the season is against the Browns, and it's conceivable, the way things are shaping up, that it will be RG3 coming back to play against the Redskins.
Yes. Right here, wearing a Browns uniform. Look at, you're getting nervous about it already, aren't you?
Well, you know, if he was ever going to have a good game, that would be the one he'd want to have a good game on. Sort of make a point, I suppose.
Also on the Redskins schedule.
I'm not too worried about it.
They will be rekindling their old rivalry, Cowboys and Indians. Redskins will play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, and it's always fun when the Redskins. But so both my football teams, the Redskins and the Lions, will be playing on Thanksgiving Day.
And eighth game will be played in London.
Oh, that's right, of course. We already knew that. Yeah. They'll be playing in London. So a fun schedule for the Redskins coming up. But again, the opener, Monday night against the Steelers. Steelers, of course, the favorite team of this man, our buddy Rush Limbaugh.
In the wake of the recent wave of campus protests, a group of Ohio State University students decided to occupy an area outside the office of the president. They had a list of demands. They vowed to remain in the occupied zone as long as it took to have their demands met. 100 protesters. They included a contingent from the OSU Coalition for Black Lives. But it wasn't strictly a racial protest. Among the list of demands were calls for the university to divest financial holdings in Hewlett-Packard and Caterpillar because of their supposed involvement in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They demanded the university purchase more organic and locally grown food. Well, by dinner time, only 24 hardcore protesters remained. They stayed until after midnight, chanting, singing, complaining their protests weren't being listened to. Then the senior vice president of administration came out and told them it was time to leave. One student demanded to know what would happen if they didn't, and they got an answer. If they were still in the building at 5 in the morning, the cops would physically pick them up, put their little tushies in a paddy wagon, and arrest them. And they would be expelled from school. And the protest was over. All it took was an adult response to remind the kids they're still kids. Remarkable how it works. Can you imagine if the Republicans had tried this with Obama a couple of times in the last 7 years? Oh, think of the difference it could have been.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I have a question for you. Who is the fastest growing tractor brand in America? If you guessed Mahindra Tractors, my good friends, you are absolutely right. Mahindra also has an amazing 97% customer satisfaction rating. No wonder they are the world's number one selling tractor. That's why I feel comfortable recommending Mahindra tractors to you. I am confident that you will join the 97% of satisfied Mahindra owners. Now, don't forget, Mahindra still offers zero interest for 84 months and a rock-solid 5-year powertrain warranty. I mean, what's not to love? If you want to work smarter, not harder, on the land that you love, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Hey, WMAL listeners, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Due to events happening overseas and uncertainty in the markets, interest rates have come back to the lowest levels of the entire year. Listen, if you have an interest-only loan that's going to adjust in the next 5 years, this is likely your last opportunity to take advantage of a low fixed rate. When your loan adjusts and you're forced to pay principal and interest, your payment will be almost twice as much. You can't afford not to call now. Also, if you're in the market for a new home, why not call and ask one of our licensed loan officers to let you know how much more buying power you have with these lower rates. We also have 100% cash out loans for veterans, USDA with no money down, FHA, reverse, and the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
555 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin first on Georgia Avenue in the Wheaton area, just north of Randolph Road. Crash just reported. I'm just getting that word right now from authorities. They're on their way to check it out. Checking you out on 270. Wow, I'm looking at a great trip here out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume into Clarksburg. No problems through Bethesda, Silver Spring, wide open to the Wilson Bridge. DC, 295 southbound, seeing the volume forming past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Virginia Beltway, Interloop past 50, the broken down on the shoulder. You see a lot of flares. Tow truck there. 66, good, nice quiet run. Metro Rail, single tracking red line between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, and on the green yellow line, single tracking College Park to Greenbelt. Both of these because of unscheduled track repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still got ourselves in pretty good shape here as we close out a work week and head into the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine expected today, about 66, and more sunshine, milder over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
The Phillies.
And will it stay in? It's a home run.
Counted on their rally bats last season. Steven Strasburg.
Swing and a miss.
Wanted to see how high Philly could count.
Nine up, nine down.
Late game rallies versus big strikeout tallies. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Can you believe the amount of mudslinging the politicians are engaged in this year? You can't flip on the TV or turn on the radio without hearing another attack. And if they're not slinging mud, the people running for president are doing their darndest to air the dirty laundry of their opponents. Who's going to clean up all this mess? That's where we come in. We're Zips Dry Cleaners, and we'll dry clean any garment for one flat rate of just $2.29, men's or women's. That's half the national average for dry cleaning, and we charge even less to launder shirts. Zips uses the same high-quality process as the full-price cleaners. So candidates, sling all the mud you want. Zips will clean it up. We don't care whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. Everybody saves money at Zips. And if you bring your clothes in by 9, they'll be ready by 5. So you'll be all set to hit the campaign trail the next day. Zips Dry Cleaners. For a location near you, visit 321zips.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Coming up on WMAL.
It was a knockdown, drag-out brawl in Brooklyn between Clinton and Sanders. We'll give you the highlights and the lowlights.
You know, there's one place where people put away their cell phones for a short time, generally, but it may not last for long. We'll explain and we'll take your calls coming up. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.